Whether it's about sports or the latest movies or whatever, people in Pakistan send a lot of text messages. Many are using the Latin alphabet to write phrases in Urdu, Pakistan's national language, which has its own script. This is making some language purists nervous, as Fahad Desmukh reports from Karachi.
Whether it's on billboards or TV commercials, it's hard to miss the trend.
Kahim, aisa na ho life today.
D-Juice, choti call se maro, bada impact. Sirf 15 paise mein call.
Text messaging has gone mainstream, whether to get information about a company or to chat with a friend. While that may sound harmless enough, it's creating some unintended side effects. Because the first generations of mobile phones couldn't send text messages using Pakistan's Urdu script, Pakistanis improvised and started transliterating Urdu phrases into the Latin alphabet. Even though Urdu-capable phones are more common now, many people have become used to using the Latin script. Shaista Parveen teaches math and computer studies. She says texting mad students are just as comfortable writing Urdu in Latin as they are using the regular Urdu script. In fact, she says, they sometimes even do their schoolwork using the Latin alphabet to write Urdu.
I'm facing this a lot in my classes. Latin Urdu is being used so much. What can we do? We can't say it's wrong if they are trying. It's used so much in the media and television, that's why.
Officially and overwhelmingly, Urdu is written in a variation of the Arabic script. But while the use of Latin letters for Urdu has reached unprecedented levels, it isn't the first time it's been done. European missionaries and administrators translated Urdu into the Latin script back in the 18th century. And in the 1950s, military ruler Ayub Khan proposed officially writing Urdu in Latin letters, just as Ataturk had done for Turkish decades earlier. But religious leaders thought the Arabic script to be an important part of Pakistan's Islamic identity. So Ayub abandoned the idea. Oddly enough, tech-savvy kids are inadvertently doing today what a military dictator couldn't achieve 40 years ago. And many Pakistanis aren't happy about that.
Trying to write a language is in another script is just like trying to drop off your skin and trying to have a new one.
That's Rauf Barik, an assistant professor at the University of Karachi's Urdu department. He's concerned about the impact it will make on society if people stop learning the Urdu script.
They will be cut off from their tradition, their culture, their history, their classical literature. How are they going to enjoy it if they cannot read it in the original? They won't feel it perhaps now, maybe 100 years from now. They will realize what great loss they have incurred.
But while Professor Parekh bemoans the loss of traditional Pakistani culture, a new kind of text messaging culture is emerging, especially for passing on political jokes, poetry, quotes, and for flirting. This is the city's main marketplace for printed books, aptly named the Urdu Bazaar. There are hundreds of small book vendors here. Many of the stalls sell booklets of bite-sized poems and jokes compiled specifically for the purpose of sending as text messages. Their notable feature is that each joke or poem in the booklet has both the Urdu script and the Latin transliteration. Shop owner Basharat explains.
It's been about 10 years that these books have been published now. There was a lot of demand for them initially. This is because the majority of our population is not educated, so Latin Urdu books were made so that every person can read the books and send SMSs. The books made it so much easier.
Nowadays, Basharat says, the SMS booklets don't sell as much, in part because cell phone companies have caught on and are sending out the Latin Urdu text messages themselves. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.